The Tech of Sports, SignalShare CTO Joe Costanzo. This week on The Tech of Sports, SignalShare CTO Joe Costanzo. Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and other apps where you can hear all your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows preloaded. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And The Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. I'd like to welcome everyone tonight. I have a pre-taped interview. I really enjoyed doing this one with Joe Costanzo. Some great insights. He's with SignalShare. They do Wi-Fi installs for big events. They've recently signed a deal for the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. Everybody knows what that means. That means CES. So, just a lot of things going on with more than just Wi-Fi that you use on the surface. They're really trying to integrate it and you know, make it useful for a lot of people, more than just logging on to the internet. So great to talk to Joe. And here's the Tech of Sports this week with Joe Costanzo, the CTO of SignalShare.
Worries. Our sites like the Sands Expo, where we have a permanent network, but there's a lot of temporary events that come in and out. Some of the smaller events, you know, we don't need to be there. We may help remotely if a problem occurs. But for some of the larger events like a CES or something like that, we would have folks on site supporting and supplementing the IT and the event management team at that site.
Yep. And I kind of asked Joe for a sporting event. How do they go about that? What's their thought on that, on having people on site with watching and working with the Wi-Fi? And just kind of the SignalShare thoughts on that.
It's a little bit of both. I mean, in NBA context, right, when you, depending on the level of the playoffs, right, so if you get into a, you know, a championship game, or you get into a conference championship game, the NBA steps up their involvement a lot, and as they step that up, you've got more press, you've got more media people there. Sometimes you'll have more people. It just depends on the team and how it's gone. So, you know, what we like to do, because those events can have such a focus on them because they are special one-off events in playoff time, we will send a team there because, you know, that's our commitment. That's kind of a differentiator to the customers that SignalShare is. We understand the importance of those type of events. So, you know, we just want to make sure that we have one or two people on site and there to support something if a problem occurs. Same thing in a sporting venue. You know, we may get a like a concert, like a big concert coming in, like a Taylor Swift or something like that, and they may bring in a special set of requirements for, like, their point-of-sale system or something of that nature, and if that's the case, then, you know, we'll send a tech to make sure that those things go the right way. Absolutely. So, besides the networking portion of this and kind of our point of our end-to-end capabilities is that what we also provide with our digital platform is a consumer engagement product. The entire platform is called LiveFi, L-I-V-E-Fi, and the consumer engagement portion of that is called Engage, N-G-A-G-E. And what that is an HTML5 web-based application that has a workflow that allows us to collect social login data and email addresses, and then you get redirected into this HTML5 portal that has content, specialized content from the venue, from the event, from the game. It also has a mashup of all of the social content that the users at the game are generating, either on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and then in that same environment, it allows the event and sponsors of the event to insert their content directly into that the users are viewing on their phone.
Right.
So, you know, we utilize a lot of different pieces, and the marketing people may need some assistance getting that content set up and ready for insertion into the Engage product. We can help them locally on site with that, or we can also help them remotely because it's a cloud-based service.
And I'm talking with Joe Costanzo here, continuing on of SignalShare, and I kind of ask him what the data is going to be used for. How is the data going to be used?
Absolutely. So there's a couple aspects of what we do with data and who utilizes it. That changes on a league-by-league basis, an event-by-event basis, and a customer-by-customer. But generally, what happens is that the data is owned by the event, the venue, or the team. We get a perpetual license to that data because one of the things that we're able to do with that data is compare an NBA venue in the Midwest with an NBA venue on the West Coast or the East Coast, or a 20,000-person arena with a similar 20,000-person arena, and we're able to see patterns and trends without revealing back to customers who we're comparing them against. So it allows them to kind of see, hey, if I'm getting 8,000 people a night on my network and they're generating this much traffic, where do I stand in comparison to another similar venue, right? So that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of the data collection is that the venue, the team, they utilize this data to bring it back into their CRM system. So we were mentioning the Red Wings earlier, right? And the Red Wings just in from January through the playoffs collected over 47,000 pieces of information, specifically email addresses from people that logged on their network. Turn around to that, they had 22,000 new interactions based on the data that they collected, right? So it allows them to kind of supplement their CRM data and their marketing data with some real-time data as to what people are engaging in, why they're actually at a game, and sometimes allows them to identify people that they may not have on their season ticket holder list. So it can be utilized in that aspect. And then, you know, finally, the third aspect of it is if you get a sponsor, you know, could be, any kind of sponsor, could be somebody like Pepsi, right? And what they're trying to do is, you know, contact consumers. They're trying to be very targeted. So the fact that they can get a list of email addresses and, you know, you're opting in for communication when you do get on the network, but they know that you're in Indiana, they know that you're at the Indiana Pacers, they know that you're at Golden State Warriors, they know that you're at the Detroit Red Wings. So, you know, they can use a sponsor's pain to have that splash page or that ad or that piece of content started. They get some use of that data depending on how their sponsorship structures is set up. So a couple of different uses of it. Everything is opted in, and we're very upfront that it's going to be done. And then we, you know, we move with it from there.
And I asked Joe if there's a way that like a message can be sent out to people using the network if there's an emergency or somebody needs to get the word out about something.
One of the aspects of why we don't necessarily refer to it as an advertising platform as much as a messaging platform. So two aspects of that. If there's a public safety message or something like that, that can be dynamically inserted into the Engage flow. It has a different color and, you know, a different look and feel about it. Since this is HTML5 based and not app based, we are starting to be able to broadcast messages or basically set an alert on your phone. Chrome and Google have opened up broadcast messages within the browser, and Safari is going to be following quickly. So you're absolutely right. This is a messaging platform. One of the uses of that can be public safety or other pieces of information that would be important to get out to an event crowd.